Plaza de la Quintana, the Royal Doorway and the Holy Doorway. This square is known as Quintana de los Muertos, which means Square of the Dead. The unusual name came from the many tombs that had lain here since pagan times. You've come out onto the square through the Royal Doorway. This door gets its name from the coat of arms over it, which as you can see is immense. Its main features are the four Doric columns and the enormous bronze nails in the doors. The facade looking onto this square was built in the 17th century to hide the chaotic additions made to the Romanesque apse. It features the Holy Doorway, which you will identify from its many carvings. Here again, you can see the scene with the Apostle St. James and his disciples Athanasius and Theodore, who are accompanied by 24 Romanesque carvings from Master Matteo's stone choir. The ones in better condition were restored in the 19th century. As I mentioned before, this door is only opened on Compostela and Holy Years, which are when the 25th of July falls on a Sunday. Until then, the doorway remains sealed up. On the 31st of December, the Archbishop strikes the door with a small silver hammer, recites some prayers in Latin, and the stone wall is broken down. The remains are collected by the faithful to protect them from storms, and the doorway remains open for the rest of that year. Let's move on to the next doorway, which is neoclassical in style. It's the doorway of the Arch Guild of the Apostle, which you may join if you're a worshipper of St. James. Go up to the top of the steps and you'll reach Quintana de los Vivos, or Square of the Living, where you'll get an unusual view of the towers and domes of the cathedral. We continue our tour of the outside of the cathedral and are heading towards Plaza de la Azabacheria.